Bet you ate the fries.
Pulling down his shades, Alec looked at her with somber eyes.
There's a difference between staying on your toes and paranoia.
I'm cautious, not a basket case.
Until I find a way out of this Mark business.
I'm making the best of it.
I'm proud of you.
Eve sighed. Having Alec for a mentor was such a bad idea, and not just because it was the equivalent of a Hollywood casting couch in most Mark's eyes. Never mind that the true casting couch was the exchange of sexual favors in return for a position you wanted. No one ever wanted the Mark of Cain. The Mark's hierarchy started at the bottom with the newbies and topped off with Alec. The original and most badass Mark of them all. There was no way to surpass him. There was also no way to work with him. He was the quintessential loner, the very definition of the word. Yet here was Eve, a 6-week newbie in the field, perched solidly at the top because he didn't trust anyone else to watch her back. She was important to him. The other Marks thought working with God's primary enforcer had to be a vacation. While it was true that Infernals didn't mess with Alec unless they had a death wish, it didn't make things any easier. Demons now targeted her as a way to get to him. To make things worse, Alec had been marked so long that he'd forgotten what it was like to be new and confused. There were things he expected her to simply know, and he became frustrated when he realized she didn't. He squeezed her hand.
What happened to the girl who just wanted to forget about everything for a couple of hours?
That was before she was kidnapped and nearly blown to smithereens. Eve stood. I'll be back. I need to use the little girl's room. As she stood, Alec caught her wrist. Her brows rose in silent inquiry.
Angel.
He kissed the back of her hand.
When I tell you to stop thinking about them, it's not because I want you to live in a fantasy world. I just want you to see the good stuff around you. You saw a mother nursing her baby, but you didn't see the miracle of it. You were too busy looking at the demon next to her. Don't give them the power to ruin your day.
Frowning, Eve absorbed his words, then nodded her acceptance. Alec had lived with the Mark since the dawn of time and could still see miracles. She could try. I'll be right back, she said. He released her. After inching her way past the other spectators in their aisle, Eve sprinted up the wide cement steps. She still marveled over the speed, strength, and agility that came with the Mark burned into her upper arm. She'd always been athletic, but now she was Supergirl. Well, she couldn't fly, but she could jump really damn high. She could also see in the dark and bust through dead-bolted doors, talents she'd never anticipated needing or appreciating. Eve reached the concourse and followed the signs to the nearest restroom. The line protruded just outside the entrance. Luckily, she wasn't desperate. More than anything, she'd just needed to get out of her seat. So she waited patiently, rocking in her flip-flops with her hands in her pockets. An occasional breeze passed by, ruffling through her ponytail. It carried the mingled scent of evil and rotting souls, a pungent stench that made her stomach roil. It fell somewhere between decomposition and fresh shit, and it amazed her that the unmarked couldn't smell it. How had she lived 28 years of her life in complete ignorance? How had Alec lived centuries in complete awareness? Mom! The young boy in front of her was crossing his legs and wiggling madly. I have to go! Although the woman looked as if she could be the child's sister, Eve wasn't unduly surprised. Many women in Southern California didn't age. They just became plasticized caricatures of their youthful selves. This one was bleached blonde with a perfect tan, breasts a size too large for her slender frame, and plumped, glossy lips. The mother looked around.
Let me go in the boys' bathroom, he begged.
I can't go in there with you.
I'll be done in a minute.
Eve guessed the boy was around 6 years old. Old enough to pee by himself, but she understood the mother's concern. A child had been killed in a public restroom in nearby Oceanside while his aunt waited outside. The demon who orchestrated that horror had used the oldest trick in the book, pretending to be God. The harried mother hesitated for a long moment, then gave a jerky nod.
Hurry. You can wash your hands.